So I've been wanting to start a vlog recently again. I do my podcast. It's definitely my preferred medium. But there's a whole bunch of things that I want to share in my podcast because they're important to my life. But that takes away from my guest. And one of the best pieces of feedback I've ever received was from an old coworker named Brent, who said, "Nevin, when we listen to podcasts, we want to hear about the guests. We don't hear about you, right?" Unfortunately, I slip in part of my life into it, and that's kind of the magic, I think, of my podcast, is how open I am with that. But there's certain stuff that just aren't relevant to the podcast. So I want to create a vlog, and I think I do want to do it on, like, a daily basis, but I don't have the time to edit an actual vlog. But I do have this phone duct taped to the dash of my car because my phone holder that used to go to the windshield was broken, so now it's duct taped there. And I have, you know, the 5 to 10 minute drive to, you know, get coffee every morning at Redbeard that I can chat and talk and upload to IGTV, which honestly, I don't know how to edit or don't want to spend the time to learn how to edit on IGTV. To be honest, I think part of my magic is also I'm just so comfortable going off the cuff and just sharing who I am in different ways, right? And I like this idea that I'm currently recording on my camera in 9x16, and there is no one popping on up to add their input, right? I can just do it live. I can then rip this audio, of course, to my Anchor podcast, which is anchor.fm/Nevin Webster, or just look it up as the Nevin Webster Show. But there's certain things in my life that I do want to put out there and share and don't really have a home in the current mediums that I currently communicate with. And so that's what this is going to be. Oh, those are the guys who messed up my windows. Yeah, so we got new windows and doors and they messed it all up. But luckily the company seems to be taking it seriously and trying to fix it. But anyways, in my life, there's been a couple major milestones achieved. Well, they're not really major milestones. They're called what I call, they're small wins. They're small marketing wins. And one of those was that Shannon Ainsley, a local blogger, Kamloops Coffee Talk, who's been hustling hard and wants to be a writer, you know, wants to transition more away from the fencing company she works for and work full-time in writing. She wrote a piece on her blog for me and allow me to really be who I am and share some pivotal, important stuff. Some important stuff in that blog post. Mostly it's saying, I don't care what people think about me. I'm going to do me, because definitely, you know, I've had some negative feedback. I've had some critical feedback. And in the end, I need to pick what I listen to and move forward. The craziest thing was yesterday, I spoke with Gary Vaynerchuk on the phone. It was his birthday live stream. He was announcing, you know, the start of his winery called Empathy Wines. And I sent him an email, and he ended up calling me on the live stream. You can check it out on YouTube, Gary Vaynerchuk's birthday live stream, or I've pulled I pulled my clip out, and I've put it on Facebook, Cameo Creative, and I've also put it on my Nevin Webster YouTube. So if you want to check that out and listen to the call, listen to it. And basically, he really just reinforced, you know, some of the things I have been struggling with, which is really just telling people to fuck off with their opinions of how I approach things and stuff. Right? I'm doubling down on who I am. And that's one of Gary's biggest things. If you're good at something, double down. I'm good at podcasting, so I'm going to do podcasting. I'm good at content creation, so I want to help coach people on how to create content or make content for them. Do I want to go into social media management? No, I do not. Some people kind of want me to or expect me to, and that's not what I'm interested in doing. So, you know, I'm doubling down on who I am, and having that conversation with Gary was just, you know, awesome, right? Like, I've done so many things to try and get his attention. Like, I've made stop motion videos back in 2016. I still have those. You know, I've got his attention on Twitter a couple times. But this was the first time I actually talked with him. Probably the more insane thing I've done is bought an eBay item off of him. And that eBay item ended up being in the first episode of his Trash Talk vlog series, which is a really, really cool vlog series if you ever want to get into garage sailing. So I bought a cherished bear that he bought for like 66 cents. And then one of his team members sent it to me. It broke in the process of getting sent to me. So my thing was like, okay, I'm going to spend under 30 bucks. And there's a direct opportunity for me to maybe have a line of communication with Gary. Would you pay 30 bucks to have a direct line with one of your idols? I think a lot of people do, and especially with the Backstreet Boys coming back and seeing how much people are spending on tickets to not even meet them is crazy. So I was really lucky in the sense that the Cherish Bear, which I actually grew up with Cherish Bear, so I know what they are. Not that I actually cared about the bear itself. But that Cherish Bear ended up breaking. And so they ended up refunding me the money and sending me two more Cherish Bears. So my ROI, my return on investment was massive. Though I took a gamble because I had to put it on a credit card. I didn't have the money to spend 30 bucks for to buy it and ship it and whatever be. But it worked out that it broke. I got refunded the money. They sent me two more, and I got to DM with a couple of Gary's high-level people, which, in my opinion, is worth a lot because that's $0 in the end for just some name recognition. And then add that on top of the Twitter conversations, add that to the fact that, I spoke with Gary on the phone and that he said that he's going to hunt me down to make sure I buy his wine when it's available in Canada, which I don't drink. But hey, like he said, I owe it to him now to buy his wine. So I need to come up with whatever amount of money to buy 9 bottles of wine from his new winery. And I'm going to do that. I'm really excited because I actually signed my first sponsor of my podcast, just finalizing a few details, but that's really, really exciting. I'm starting to really get some attention here in town. People are willing to pay good money, money that helps out my student loans because I haven't paid those in a while. And I've got people paying my Patreon. So I've got a lot of things trending really well. The law of attraction is really happening in my life right now, in the sense that I am putting it out there and I'm hustling hard and I'm getting opportunities because I'm looking for them and I'm working for them. So this video is going on IGTV, which has a 10-minute limit. I'm not gonna edit it because I don't edit any of my stuff. Someone actually is like, Nevin, you just screen cap. It's like, yeah, that's the story I actually want to tell. I want to show people how easy it is to make content, transform content. And honestly, the story that I want to tell, can be told a lot of it through screen caps because it's a lot of the behind the scenes stuff that I do that I kind of want to share. And yeah, so I've got two podcasts currently recorded. I have a third one being recorded tonight, a fourth one being recorded tomorrow. So that is 4 weeks of podcasts being released every Tuesday at 4:20 for the next 4 weeks. I've got this sponsorship coming up. I've got another person interested in sponsoring. So yeah, and I'm just getting started. Like, I am just getting started. And that's what people don't realize. So I'm doubling down on who I am. If people have a problem, say it to my fucking face or DM me, whatever be. I do appreciate the feedback and I do take it in, but I might reject it completely. Leave me a review on iTunes if you could. Subscribe to my podcast. If you can support me on Patreon, that'd be awesome. And I got 20 seconds before this video ends. And yeah, thank you for tuning in. If you made it this far, it means a lot. It really does. I hope you tune in. I'm going to try and do this every single time I'm driving by myself in my car. Cheers. Bye.